Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 14 of the Classic Pinball Podcast. My name is George, and I'm joined by my co-host, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, George.
In this episode, we visit the Southern New Hampshire Pinball Club for a three-strike knockout tournament and have a special guest. Stay tuned. Here we are again with our good friend from Florida, Eric Stone. Hello,
What's up, Eric.
Guys?
By the way, Frogger this trip is 46 hits out of 85 tries.
How many tickets does that equate to?
Close to 25,000.
Do they still have that many tickets in stock? Or
no, they had to fill it up a few times.
Did an 18-wheeler come by and load it up for you? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, 22-wheeler.
Well, welcome back to New Hampshire. Unexpected, Dave gave me a call a couple days ago and said, hey, do you want to go over to the New Hampshire, is it called the New Hampshire Pinball?
Southern New Hampshire Pinball Club.
Yes.
There you go, Southern New Hampshire Pinball Club. And that Dave wanted to play and Eric wanted to play, so I decided to play. It didn't last long.
Well, Eric really kept texting me. It's like, all right, let me see what they got here for games. I go, okay, they got two-thirds old school, one-third new school. All right, I'm good with that. Let's try some of that.
It's very similar to the Pinball Asylum. Although I think the Pinball Asylum, where I'm at in Fort Myers, actually has more old school games.
Okay,
percentage-wise compared, yeah.
Okay.
But not by far.
Okay. Like old school, like EM and
right,
Solid State?
Right.
Or
yeah. Okay. Like here you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 6 Sterns out of what, 40, 35 games?
Right, but you were lamenting, Dave, that you played all new games,
yeah. So
where I played all old games.
Yeah, George started off playing all the old school. He played EM. He played Target Pool.
Target Pool, then what is it? Flight? No. 2001.
2001, something like that. Dimension, something like
yeah,
that.
Something.
2001.
Yeah, 2001.
That EM.
Yeah, EM.
So I won on that.
Yep.
I tilted Target Pool by basically just...
That's all done.
Well, by touching it.
Yeah.
Really?
Sneeze tilt. And that's a game tilt. That's a game tilt, right?
It's funny because I practiced that and I was hitting it pretty good.
I did well. You're you and I'm me.
And for me, I just said, okay, your first game is going to be World Cup Soccer. Great. A ramp game. All right. So I did pretty well. I won that.
Right.
And then I went over to play Torpedo, another ramper. And didn't do well in that. And then finally I got to, then I got to play Kiss, another ramper. I lost on that. And then I finally got to play Countdown, so an old school. And then I only got to play one old school. Then now they're playing, I had to play World Poker Tour. And I had no idea what to do in that game. So I didn't do too well.
Sounds like my night. Well, I lost to Chuck too. I played Charlie's Angels, and I thought I would do okay on that game. Botched bad.
I wish I had that to do that because that's my game. I sold the club that game a while ago. I sold that one in 300 a couple of years ago. So I would love to play that game.
And then the final dagger in the back was Terminator.
You got terminated by Terminator.
But we weren't playing well. I mean, I don't know. I think it was my curse. I must have been rubbing off on Adam.
So you both did pretty bad?
He looked, I did bad, and that was expected because I had never played the game before. He looked somewhat disgusted, especially after I told him I hadn't played the game. So
when you said he won, you said, no one really won.
Well, he knew. There's something about, I saw him score like a million on the plunge and then 3 million on a plunge. Okay. What's that mean?
That's something you don't find in old school games.
Right. I don't know. I don't know the game.
Here, all you need to do is I'll go to the library and get you a nice encyclopedia, get a read up for a week, and you'll figure out what's going on.
No, thank you. No, thank you. If this is a warm up to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
This place is probably being kind.
Well, I think we should rewind. This was a three-strike tournament.
Yes.
There's, 14 or 15 people in the tournament. What time is it? Yeah, it only went like an hour or a little over an hour.
Yeah,
7:30,
about an hour and a half, hour and 15. Yeah.
Didn't take long to get rid of me.
They're still going, but we're out.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll talk to... We got a couple of people, like Chuck Webster, that some people might know. We'll talk to him. We'll get Eric back online here once he gets all whooped up. That's a matter of a few minutes, and we'll see how long this tournament goes. How many people are left? A couple?
We got...
We should walk over to the tote board with us. So let's take a look. I don't have my glasses on. You do. Can you read them?
We have one guy who has no strikes, Mike Schmidt, who I think was a regular here.
That's the guy who just walked away from us.
Yeah, so he's I think he's here. He gets
okay,
here
yes,
a bunch.
Yes, he is. He's a member.
Okay, a member. So that helps a little bit there. And then you get Eric Stone in second. You got Trainer, Gauthier, and Adam Meter, Ron Luff.
Adam's the guy I lost to on Terminator.
And Sheamus. And that's about it. That's top seven.
Okay.
But Eric is right behind Mike. So,
are any of those seven with one more strikeout, or are
yeah,
they...
yeah? Chuck has one more strikeout, and so is Sheamus.
Okay, so
and so is Adam too.
Oh, okay. So this might not go too long, depending on what game. So we played what in the final rounds here? DMD, and then what was
yeah?
Second?
So the final rounds are DMD first, which I really lament that, and then it's going to go to Solid State and EM. I wish they would go EM and Solid State then Ramper, but
we would have. We would have done probably a little bit better.
I think I would have hung in a lot longer. I would have hung in a lot longer.
Do we want to take a walk around here and look at all the games?
Sure.
Okay. Well.
So what do we got here?
We're going to go through the whole lineup like we always do?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, here we go. RoboCop. Not familiar.
Day to East game. And we got a Terminator Judgment, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, Williams game.
Which did
game.
Be in, Terminated me.
Yeah, very nice game.
Hocus Pocus, I like that game.
It's like an early, mid-70s Bally 2 player.
I know I put money on that game back in the day.
Then you got a Getaway.
Out of Order.
John Day has that game.
High Speed, another car game.
I actually have that game. That's a fun game.
Do you have one of those?
I do have one of those.
Okay, Charlie's Angels, which I didn't play very well.
That's my old game. I sold them. Right. And a Countdown.
System 1.
John Day has that game, too.
That's
it's got a beautiful
system,
Countdown.
That's a System 1, too.
That's a fun game.
Yes, System 1.
Oh, yeah, System 1. Yep.
Okay, so we go over to the NASCAR, which is not operating.
What's it called? Ramp Car? It's called Ramp Car, yeah. That's what
Ramp
it is.
Car.
Ramp Car, yeah.
And then what's that?
Metallica.
Metallica.
Yeah.
A Kiss.
Pinball Party.
I don't know if I've ever played
Stern. This is Stern Row here.
Sternament here.
Sternament. And you got a World Poker Tour after that.
Yep, Simpsons. You got crushed on that, huh?
I got crushed on Kiss. I got crushed on.
Oh, yeah, by that.
By a little young whippersnapper.
Like a 12 or 13 or 14 year old.
And then he kicked me in the shins. It was really weird.
Right. Hey, they're coming. The youngsters are coming. I keep saying that. Lord of the Rings. Game Show.
Game Show. That's another early mid-ramper.
Yeah, that's a weird game.
Yeah. And Torpedo. Torpedo Alley by Day to East.
I couldn't get that ball out of the bottom. It loves living at the bottom of the playfield.
Weird, colorful game. Very fast game.
Nice looking game.
I think it's kind of rare. I don't think they didn't make a lot of these.
They didn't.
Real nice shape.
And then we got a Lost Cause or
Lost
World.
Not a really good game, but it's out of order anyway.
But it doesn't look bad. Out of order again.
And you get a Genie. A nice System 1 wide body Genie. Fun game.
Yep. That one's okay. Okay, so that's half. We'll keep going.
All right.
We'll keep going. Couple more games that are not working. There seems to be a lot more games not working. A Meteor. That's too bad. That's too bad. Oh, that's a...
It's a firepower. It's not working. It's a little bit off level. I'd say by about 45 degrees off level.
That ball would drain to the right all day long. Target Alpha, which I like. I like all the... I like it.
One of those too.
John's got a lot. Space Shuttle, another not player.
I can be
Oh, that's like Argosy?
Argosy, yeah. Williams Argosy. Heard a lot about that game. Haven't ever played one.
Me either.
Got some targets. So I got four drop targets.
Okay, an EM.
Something going on.
I would give it a whirl if it was working.
I'd give it a time of day. Jack's Open. That's a fun game.
That's a good one.
I wish I got to play that in the tournament.
Nope, didn't get to play that. Flight 2000, which I would have liked to have played.
Yeah, left flipper's dead on that one.
Okay. Apollo. Wow, what's this?
Not a lot going
on.
Williams. With a little bagatelle in the back glass.
They must like this game in Houston.
Probably.
World Cup Soccer. Were you playing? Did you play that? No. Did you play World Cup Soccer?
I played World Cup Soccer.
Okay.
I did pretty well. I actually won that game.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you know this young person's name?
I think Lucas, right? Lucas? No. Sheamus.
Sheamus.
I was close.
Okay.
I was off by a couple letters. Yeah, he's the one who has a cool t-shirt. He has a t-shirt.
Yeah, no, he's got the slap...
With the foil.
No, with the
Slapshot
with the three guys.
He ran away.
He doesn't want to be interviewed. Adam might, but he's playing. We got Johnny Mnemonic. We've got Fast Break. We're doing our podcast. So we will interview you if you like, and if you don't like, that's okay too.
Johnny Mnemonic, they made, what's it called? Matrix. They made a Matrix.
That's a colorful game.
Yeah, but they made Matrix out of this too. So someone did a really cool job with that. It came out great.
Okay.
Not this one here, of course.
No.
But yeah.
Retheme. Hotline.
Never played it.
Remember it from back in the day, but...
doesn't look very exciting to me. I don't know.
I only remember it because it's got the guy, the oversized fisherman in the boat.
Actually, the two-play version is called Cold Line.
No,
it's not. Actually, it's a really bad joke.
Target Pool. I don't like that game now.
I like this game.
It would have been good if the tilt wasn't touched the game and rocket a little bit.
It's going to the right a little bit.
Oh, didn't like me.
No.
Okay, Funland.
That's a fun game. Hit the ducks. Hit the spinner ducks a bunch of times.
Okay.
That's a fun little player.
And then 2001, which I won on.
That's a fun game.
No, that was okay. I didn't mind that game.
Lots of nice drop targets. Tons of drop targets.
Yeah, right. But again, with the little flippers, you got to get used to that.
I can do drop catches on that. That's fun to do.
Okay.
The Major League Baseball.
They got a pitch and bat, which is cool, with a back glass? The animated black.
Yes, animation back glass.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
Hot Shot.
That's a cool game from early 70s.
Another cool game.
Yeah, very nice game.
Yeah, a little roached out, but not bad.
Here's my 300 I sold him years
ago. You sold him this one,
years
too?
Years ago. I sold him a project game years
that's
ago.
A
that got, looks, that looks like
that's a Williams, too.
No, it's a Gottlieb.
Okay.
It looks like it's still a project game.
Oh, and it's got the ball thing in the back.
Yeah, it's got a ball count in the back. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then...
then I got Powerball. It must have a Powerball in it, I'm thinking. If it's Powerball, it has a Powerball.
Oh, they redid the back.
Oh, it's got a Powerball. See that? There you go. Powerball.
So does that make the ball faster because it's ceramic?
Oh, yeah. A lot of fast actions. You have a lot more power on the ball, and the ball flies around a lot. I put one in my Fathom, and I put three in my Flight 2000 for extra fun.
Okay.
Or extra frustration, depending how you look at it.
I'm guessing they're playing.
Yeah, they're playing.
Doodlebug.
That's a fun game. A lot of people I see it played in tournaments. And
does the ball go up and down in this game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember
that.
Was there a Bali game that did that too?
Yeah, Fireball 2.
Right.
Fireball 2 did that.
Right.
Yep.
I thought so.
Yep.
Okay, Grand Prix.
This is a fun game.
It's a nice looking game too. I remember that game back in the day.
I'm gonna bring Aripeg over here and kick his ass for a dollar.
Okay, I'll come watch that.
All right.
Then Blackjack. I've got a much fonder appreciation for that game,
than I
ever had. And I wish I would have bought one now. Now everybody wants big money for it. You could have bought these things back in the day for like $200 or $300.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they didn't work.
I was trying to trade my Supersonic for one of these at a show. My Supersonic was in better shape, and this thing was a dog. And the guy didn't want to trade. It's like, all right. You know,
no, it's a fun game. That was in a tournament, too, which was pretty cool.
I'd say I wish they would turn the LEDs down a little bit, but it's a little bit bright.
That's refrigerator, not me.
Refrigerator time.
Airborne.
This is... you know what? This is actually a ripoff of Top Gun.
You think they put enough ramps in this thing?
It's called Ramp Gun. Ramp Gun or Airborne, whatever you want to say.
What's that thing in the back? A control tower?
It's a control tower. You're supposed to buzz the tower like Tom Cruise did in the movie. It's okay to buzz the tower, and it even says buzz the tower. So it's very Top Gun-ish.
That's a no.
And last action hero.
I'm not really grooving to the Terminator or this game with the gun as the plunger.
Yeah.
I like a plunger.
Me too. I agree. It's got the penguin little crane thing. Penguin crane.
Oh, like in Batman.
Yes, penguin crane.
I don't
crane.
Get that.
I like cranes in my games and toilets in my games.
I do.
Like Junkyard has a toilet. South Park has a toilet. It should be called Toilet Bowl. But I don't know. They should make a game called Toilet Bowl.
Why not just Plumber?
Or Plumber. Or Liquid
Rotor Plumber. Rooter.
Rotor Rooter.
It could be a themed game.
Sure. Why not?
So let's end it here, and we'll pick up again when they get going. Unless you have something you want to say.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get, again, all those toilet games. I'm going to have a Toilet Bowl tournament. I just have to find all the games that have toilets in them. So if you guys know any other good toilet games, I want to get a hold of those titles and make a nice lineup.
There's a lot of games that could go in the toilet, but I don't know many with a bowl on it. but some should be put down the bowl.
And flushed hard. Maybe flushed twice.
Well, well, that's what keeps plumbers in business. My family's a bunch of plumbers, and trust me. You know, as I used to, or as my father used to say, that's the sweet smell of success.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so we're getting down into the final rounds here, and Eric is playing Mike on Jack's Open, a Gottlieb EM game.
Yeah, Jack's Open, you're trying to get, I think it's a bank of 10 drop targets. And it's tough on both the left and right flipper. You got a little spot in the out lanes there. It goes right out. So you got to be careful. You can't really try to hold your ball there. You might lose it.
Is this a tilt-out game as well?
Yeah, I think if you tilt, I think you lose the whole game. I'm pretty sure in this game. It's a wedge head. And he's got a nice, good save there.
He's doing the hillbilly stomp right now.
Yeah, that works. Oh.
I see what you were saying about that out lane.
Yeah, it's tough. The lane's tough. And there's a big spot down there, too, so it's hard. You can't really hold the ball. You got to be really careful holding the ball.
Right. And this is not... obviously, Eric's home.
Come on!
Not his home turf, but he does like this title, though. He just has to get used to the how the ball lies. He just needs four more drop targets. He needs A, Q, King, and Jack. Nice. Good lay there. You got the Jack.
You
got the Jack.
Yeah.
Queen's down, nice.
So is he trying to knock all the targets down, or is he trying to make a hand?
He's trying to make a hand, I think. Yep. Nice, nice. Beautiful. Alright, he's held the ball. He's got the 10. He's got the king, he's got the jack, and two queens left.
And he continues to do the hillbilly stomp.
Yeah, you gotta do that, because that's actually the only way to not tilt the game, because a little bit of stomping. And that's how that works. Nice. He's got the one jack left. Nope. He reset the targets. Very good.
Well, he's got the outlanes lit up too, so at least there's something there.
Very nice. He's good. He's got 80.
And he's starting to growl.
He's got ball four. He's got 80. He's got 92,000 ball four going to ball five.
You do not want to hit that last one.
You don't want to hit the last one because
then it resets it all.
Oh, okay. Do not hit the club. He's got a club up top in the lane. Does not want to hit that. He said it will reset the whole thing. So you leave that alone. He said.
Which is
good to know. Good to know.
That's interesting.
Oh, he flipped it. He got 102.
Yeah, he flipped it.
102.70. Not bad.
Oh, is that good? It's all right.
That's a good game.
It's a good game.
I don't know.
That's a good game.
Let's see if it holds up.
102,070. 102070 for Eric Stone. Eric Frogboy. Eric Stone.
So this is actually the replay version of Lady Luck. Lady Luck is the Adderall version.
Okay, so Mike steps up to the plate. He's a member here, I'm guessing he's got a little bit of a home field advantage.
There's probably a little bit of time on the game.
I would think. I've been watching him. He's a very good player.
He took me down kind of early on a couple of games we played.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. Oh. So he just lost it there on the in lane, that little hole on the side. He lost it that way, too, same way. It's tough.
These were meant to make money. They weren't meant to keep you playing.
Exactly. There is no what's it called? Free play ball or ball save, I should say, on these ones.
No, I was surprised. I drained the ball on Terminator, and I got a free ball. I'm not used to that.
Yeah, sometimes they have it set up so you can't do that, but here you can, so that works out.
Okay, so he's making a run here. We're up to 33. So
he's got ball three, 33. Going into ball three is at 33.
We got a...
And he's got... Oh, it's hanging. Ooh, it's hanging on the thread there. It's right on the edge of going in or out. So it's up
to does it go down to the flipper, no, or does it drain?
It can go, it can, yeah. He, oh, and he tilted it.
Oh.
I think it's a game tilt, I think. That's a game tilt.
Now, he could have requested the TD come over and drain that ball for him. You are allowed to do that.
Drain it where? Like
drain it down.
Out.
Out.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You don't have to. If a ball is stuck there, like on Jack's Open, right on the corner of the,
right.
of the out where it
right,
drops
on that,
off.
There. On that post. The
flipper yeah, there's feed no lane. Camera. It's hard
the,
to say.
The flipper feed right. lane. Flipper feed lane is you can go up.
On the yeah. very, yeah, on the very end, yeah. you don't have to try to shake it out. You can have the tournament director take the glass off, pick the ball up with his hand, and put it down
now,
the
what,
middle.
What would you have done with it? Would you stomp the floor on that one?
No.
No floor stomp for that?
Dude, stomp on the floor is helps my timing of when
oh.
I'm doing live catches.
Oh.
You didn't
okay.
know that?
No, I had no idea.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you
know another Eric Stone-ology.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at that. Wow. I thought I was a little shaking
no,
the game.
No, so I always do it when I'm drop catching it because I want something to time it to. So I time it to the beat of my foot.
Oh.
I know it sounds weird.
But does it really work? Is it more
I don't know. Did it work?
Is it more of a mental thing or more of a physics
no, it's both.
Thing?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
you won, so it works.
Well, that's not the
well,
point.
I don't know if it's a physics thing or a mental thing. I don't know if it's
no
like
physics.
Physics. Okay.
Well, you know what? It's probably both. Okay. It's got to be part mental. But anyway, the whole story is, even if a ball is on the top of the in lane, out lane,
yeah.
and you don't want to risk shaking it, you can.
Right,
tell a tournament
it,
director,
drain it for,
and they'll
you.
Drain it for
but
you.
But you're not getting it placed on a flipper. You're draining
well,
it.
What about and that same thing with the guy? What about the guy that just did one of these here?
Well, maybe he knows the tilt on this oh. more than I do.
Okay. It seemed pretty like hair trigger.
I wasn't gonna. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't gonna. You saw how I shook it when it came out there.
Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't gonna take it.
Okay. Yeah. On to the next. Augustus was kind enough to give a quick interview about the clubhouse we're in. Give me a what so I would call the elevator pitch.
Southern New Hampshire Pinball Club. We're a social club. All games here are owned by the membership. It's $30 a month to join. Members have 24/7 access, and then we run tournaments like this on occasion, where we bring in some guests. You know, kind of a freewheeling place. Let a lot of stuff go here. Just kind of hang out, play some pinball, and have some fun.
I had a lot of fun tonight playing games that I've never played before, but I collect just a very narrow area of the pinball community. I collect Bally games
oh, cool.
from Solid State era.
So I love the Bally Solid States, but we try.
You
to
have
keep
a couple here.
Yeah, yeah. There's more now. Unfortunately, Lost World's out of commission. But with
Blackjack.
Blackjack's back on the floor. That's been in and out. I think that was here.
That played nice. I played it earlier and I won on it.
Chuck's a master. But we like to, we have a wide swath of games here. We like to have a little bit something from every era.
Do you have a couple games here?
I do. The Lost World's actually mine. The Bally Game Show is mine, and the Simpsons Pinball Party.
Okay.
As well as the Grand Prix in the other room.
There you go. Terrific. Anything else the audience should know about this place?
We're on Facebook. That's the best place to reach us. SNH Pinball. We got a website, snhpinball.com. Those are the best ways to reach us, or info@snhpinball.com if you want to send an email.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Eric playing Kiss?
We're playing Kiss, and right now I think we're on ball number. We're going to find a minute here. Ball two. And we got pretty much even scoring 23 mil to 23 mil. With Eric, and I forget what this guy's name is. We'll figure it out in a minute.
We'll ask him when he's done.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, ball two.
So I'm guessing Eric's familiar with this guy.
He is, but he's not familiar with this code. This code is an update that he's not familiar with. It's a brand new code update, so it changes things a little bit. He's not used to it.
They change the rules of the game, and I don't have access to a kit, so I don't know the differences in the rules.
So it all comes down to Eric's playability and his skill, and his hands of stone, sheer will and determination.
Well,
don't you
remember in
like
the other
Rocky.
Episode he talked about him not having access to games?
Exactly. And then so, when he does have access to games, he might not update the code as frequently. I'm
right.
not quite sure, but I think, yeah, it's one of them.
So he's player one or two?
He's player two.
Oh, okay.
And so player one's got 28 right now, and Eric's got 25.
Okay, so that's not a big distance.
And I think this is ball two right now, so Eric's only ball one score, so they still got a couple balls left to play.
Do you know anything about this game?
I do actually. This is one of my clients has this game in their lineup. So, yeah, this is a Kevin O'Connor game. He has the same guy who made the original Kiss from 1979.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. That's why he kept a lot of the elements are the same. The pop bumper caps are the same, and some of the graphics are kind of the same. So you try to keep some of the feel and modernize a little bit to.
I can see if you're a Kiss fan, why you would like this game. Yeah. I have something that I want to interject here.
Sure.
I don't know why it came up on YouTube, but it was, well, yes, I do. It was the interview with, do you know who Tom Snyder is? He used to do the
Late Night Tom Snyder. Yeah, no one could
see. He interviewed Kiss.
Gene Simmons?
All in makeup in the late, it was either the late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah, probably late 70s.
Oh, man.
How'd that go?
You could just see the tension. They do not like, who is it, Peter Criss? They don't like him.
Oh, the drummer?
Oh, I don't think they like him. Or was it Ace Frehley?
Well, Ace Frehley was kind of a drunk. So
no, he wasn't kind of a drunk.
Okay, he was very much a drunk.
He wasn't kind of a drunk.
He was a spaceman.
Right, that was the one. It wasn't Peter Criss.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was him.
Yeah, he's a spaceman, and he had...
Oh, my God, I thought Gene Simmons was going to jump out of his costume and kill him. No, I'm serious. I mean, I hadn't watched that in a long... You know... I hadn't watched it in a long time. What was I watching? There must have been something. Maybe The Clash. That might have been something I watched with Tom Snyder. I remember when they were on. That was a good one as well.
Yeah, Tom Snyder. I think a lot of people didn't care for that guy. He was the Wally George of his day.
Oh, him and... Joe Franklin,
another Joe Franklin. Oh yeah,
right. Joe Franklin on Channel 9 out of New York, and then who did we talk? We talked about the guy, the lad. Now we talked about this one other time.
Morton
Downey Jr.
With a big wart on his face.
Morton Downey Jr.
Yes. Oh yeah,
Mr. Loudmouth.
Yeah,
remember him getting in people's grill?
Oh yeah. was that 90s TV or late 80s TV?
Late 80s. Mm-hmm. When I owned my bar. So, and used to close up. We used to watch that.
So ball two,
how much is he behind?
The person against Eric had 59 and a half.
Ooh.
And on ball two, going to ball two, Eric has 26 million.
So is there like one mode that's better than the others?
Basically, I think this game, you want to lock the ball. You want to lock the ball in Gene's mouth. So that's how I play the game. But anybody that plays these modern games more than me might have a different strategy. But I'm pretty sure locking balls is the way to go.
I'm clueless. I don't know if they've even played this game.
So you're just going to hit the mouth, lock the ball, keep going, shooting up his mouth. You spell demon, get demon.
Right,
demon
when all else fails, shoot the ramps.
Exactly. Shoot the ramps.
Let me ask him. I'm going to step over and ask him his name.
Okay.
Can I ask you your name?
Sure. My name is Trainer.
Trainer. Okay. You're playing Eric.
Yes.
Are you a member of the club?
I am.
So you're familiar with this game?
A little bit.
Okay. I know nothing about it. I'm just the guy holding the mic.
That's all right.
Thank you.
No problem.
So what's his name?
Trainer, I think he said his name was.
Oh, Trainer, okay. I can find it for sure.
Okay. He's catching up.
Yeah. He's doing pretty good.
Trainer Gauthier.
Gauthier?
Yes, there you go.
Gauthier.
Yeah, Gauthier.
Gauthier.
He always does better when he starts yelling at himself.
Yeah, no, he's a talker, and he's starting to do the stomp again.
And right now, if Eric can get really going here, he's gonna shout it out loud, like Gene Simmons.
Yeah, it's too bad we can't hear anything.
Yeah, it needs to be cranking up a little bit. But right now, Eric's approaching 50. He's got 56 million, and the other guy's 59.
That's a pretty good
trainer, so close game.
Yeah, no, he's...
Eric just needs a nice big multi-ball here.
Nice save.
To get him up high. Demon multi-ball. Army combo lit.
I don't know what that means, but it's probably good.
He wants to spell demon. He's going to keep going 58. He's approaching 59. He's approaching even Steven scoring coming up in a second here. And 58.
Does that head?
Okay, so I think it's a tie ball.
We'll be editing
here.
That.
That's right. All right, 60. So 61 to 59 right now, going into ball three. So pretty much even game right now.
I'm about one lock shot away from my multi-ball.
So one lock shot away from multi-ball for Eric going into ball three. And Trainer's up right now. He's going to pick the song Deuce.
Yeah, there's the spaceman.
There's spaceman. Lock is
lit. How old is this game?
This game is, I believe, it's 5 years old, I think.
So this is before they started putting the TVs in the back of the back.
Yeah, lines. Yeah. The TV thing only happened about a year or two ago.
That would have been a lot better on this game, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been. But they still kind of have it. They still, and you actually can get a
conversion kit of some sort.
This here.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so this here, 65 to 61. Eric is going to do too much here to take this down.
Detroit Rock City, whatever that means.
So all he's going to really do is just keep the ball in play for a little bit, but lock the ball would be kind of good. Get one more lock and he's happy.
He's just got a million and a half. Oh no, that's on a timer. What's
timer.
That?
Yeah, that's called a what's it called? Shoot and score thing. Yeah. Eric is imitating Gene Simmons doing Demon Multiball right now. Okay, Demon Multiball. Does he get the Multiball?
Yes, he's in Multiball.
Oh, Multiball. So he just beat him.
Multiball.
Well, not yet. He's about to. Yeah. He's 62. He's still a way to go. But if he just keeps Demon Multiball for a little while longer, he's gonna have it. 64.3. We need another little 64.3.
We need to see 65. What do we need to say?
We need like a 66. We need a ramp. 64.5. He needs a ramper. Shoot the ramp and use the flippers.
He's ramping everything.
65.6. I think he's very close. That should probably do it, but might as well. 65. Yep. You got it. He's got it. 66.
All right,
hand to stone. Took him down. All right, well, final game here comes down to Chuck Webster and Eric Stone. And Eric picked Countdown.
Ooh.
And
Drainerama.
Drainer, the 10,000 on first ball, not as good as it could be, but all you need is one good ball in this game.
So do each of these guys have two strikes? No.
Not sure on that one. No. Eric has one strike. Chuck has two strikes.
So. Do or die for Chuck?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Another.
Right, pretty much even Steven game.
So that
here.
One's out the right.
Yep.
Out lane. So and it's 10 to 12,000. First ball is a choke.
Yep, yep. So he just needs to get some drop targets here.
Come over like this. There we go.
Okay, like that? How's that? All right, there we go. Then drop targets for Eric. He's got a green drop target. I sure am. Chronicle's calling.
Chronicle's calling. Nobody's answering.
Well, now I got to cut that out. Okay, Chuck's up.
Chuck's up. Ball two. 29 to 12 right now. Oh,
ooh,
brutal. Wow. Brutal, brutal, brutal countdown.
Wow.
Ouch.
Get
hold
of yourself.
Yeah, that's right. It's one ball game.
Uh-oh.
Oh, nice save
ooh,
there.
Really nice.
That was very nice. The almost flip and slide. Oh, nice. Nice. Wow.
Wow, dance
wow.
It.
Wow, sweet.
Dance it.
He's dancing with the game.
Dancing in the streets.
Oh, no. Okay, hand of stone goes to the drop target. Maybe another green drop target.
Okay,
there you go.
Go,
green drop target, very nice. Yeah. Nice, oh, another little slide and save, very nice. Kind of a slip and slide, a little different though.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
No.
He got the middle post, very nice.
Oh, no!
Okay. Alright, so going into ball three. Chuck is up 74,000 by Eric on ball three.
Why?
Chuck is 15 going to ball three. Chuck needs to beat 74 at this point. And let's see, Chuck is going for a green drop.
Oh no!
Oh, Uncle
he tilted
Tilty.
On that one.
Nice yeah, job. Nice job.
Thank you, my God, for giving me some luck
amen.
Tonight.
Oh, amen to that.
Nice try, Chuck. Oh, I think that tilt off in the
oh, I knew it had a tilt because I practiced on it.
Winner, winner.
He's going to play the final game against me. I'm playing for the money for Eric.
You are?
Yeah.
All or none?
It's all or none. Oh, what's gloves. He getting some gloves. What are we getting here? Hold on, we get some gloves.
Hey, wait, what's going on here?
He got gloves.
You
get to sign the gloves.
Anyone
who wins in one of these knockatronics gets
we'll
to sign the
oh,
gloves.
Oh, look
sign
at that.
We'll sign the glove on account.
And actually,
oh, that's
and,
a cool
and what
idea.
And they say, there's no love without a glove. So that's what the thing goes.
What is wrong with you? And that concludes another episode of the Classic Pinball Podcast. I thank you for listening, but stay tuned for our next episode, something special. Dave has been contacted by the good folks of Boston Chronicle, and they will be doing a feature on him and his business. We're looking forward to it. See you then. Be good and be well.
I want to tell everybody, keep those spinners spinning. And have a blessed day and be grateful.
Okay, so we'll do a post with Eric.
All
nice
right.
job, Eric.
Thanks.
Winning on Kiss for your final... No, not Kiss.
Countdown
for your final game against Chuck Webster, which some of our...
Everyone knows Chuck Webster.
Everybody knows
the
Chuck.
The pit.
He's got the...
The Wicked Pissa tournaments.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Wicked Pissa pinball tournaments.
Chuck's a good guy, too. I like Chuck a lot.
As they say in Boston, it's a pissa.
And chowda.
Chowda?
And chowda.
It's a pissa and chowda.
No, just don't piss in the chowda.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Oh, nice, Dave.
The gate was always disabled in
so,
the ones I've ever
So we got played. Money on the game here, Buck?
No, we didn't put anything. I would if you wanted to.
So hocus pocus.
I want to play for Frogger tickets.
You know what? I'll be at Fun Spot tomorrow winning my last few. I'm going to try to get 100 plays in, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
Are you going home
Friday? Yeah.
There's a rumor going on that whenever you show up, the owner comes out and starts crying. Is that true?
No, he comes out and starts watching me. And
or does he just come out and give you the roll of tickets and say, get out of here?
No, he just comes out and says, get out of here. There's no giving me anything. Uh-oh.
This game actually looks like it plays pretty nice.
It's a fun little game.
This is a great game.
I think some of the legs on some of these games are a little loose for my liking.
A little loose. Maybe a little something.
Come on, hit that. Oh, double bonus. I needed that.
Eric's starting to approach my score.
So is this going to be a five ball?
I don't know.
Three or five Dave.
Ball? I think it's a five ball. Five ball.
Okay.
So he's trying to get. I think he's gonna catch up to me right here, but not for long. When I get back up,
not for long.
Eric's going to.
Dave has a really fun way of saying, "I'm gonna kick your ass," and then 750,000 later.
Eric will rule the day.
600,000 later.
Don't rain on his parade. Give him a little bit of.
You know what? I love Dave.
You want
he's one of my favorite
bucks.
Pinball players around.
Yeah, Eric's learned a lot from me. You know.
I cannot tell a lie.
No.
Uh-oh. But we're going on 20 years that we've known each other, Dave. You know that?
Oh, wow. That flew by.
1999.
Wow. Where'd the time go? I want the time back.
Yeah, it went down just like that.
There you go.
All right.
Drainorama. And he is now taking you, Dave.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Bah.
All right. right, two games. All right, now I need
53 to 23.
My favorite noise, by the way,
is what?
That is a nice noise.
The free game noise.
That knock noise.
Oh, especially on these older ones.
It sounds like an electrified knock.
This is a really good game. I would love to have
it. I like this game.
I like this game. I don't like this game.
It's got spinners. How bad can it be?
Really?
No. I mean, you can't beat a game that has spinners. You can't.
You know what we should talk about?
What?
A, your t-shirt. B, what all the knuckleheads on all the other podcasts are talking about.
Okay.
They're talking about the difference between having a drop target and a stand-up target in the game. The cost.
Okay.
I don't know if I heard this right. Is a three bank stern drop target, if you were to go buy it from them, $200?
That sounds right.
Come on.
Which that's absolutely crazy.
Well, it's highway robbery. Yes. Shoot for C.
Well, they were talking about why Stern.
You probably could shot that.
Why Stern?
Oh, almost you could. He's going to try to shot to C in the lane. In the
oh,
lane.
You're back to the game. I'm back to the Stern then.
That's right. Okay. I can do both. I can walk and shoot guns.
So they were talking about why, you know, these Stern games and why they don't have drop targets in them. It's because they're so freaking cheap.
I think because they're cheap. It doesn't cost them $200. It costs them probably $20, and maybe.
Right, but they charge $200.
Well, they charge $200 for when you want to replace them, like for you and I.
What are you talking about? Stern games not having drop targets?
They're too pricey to put in.
Stern games have tons of drop targets from the. Are you talking the older ones?
No. We're talking all the new games.
Well, the new games.
They do it to cost. They do it to cost cut. Okay. You want to walk
maybe.
Over? You want to walk
Kiss,
over to Stern? You want to
Kiss,
walk?
Kiss has a drop target on the premium.
How many? One. On a premium.
Oh, right, but Bally didn't have drop targets on a lot of the '90s games.
No, I.
You know, I mean, I
get it.
I think it's an old school thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I don't think it's a price thing.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. Oh yeah, it is.
Dave can tell you. You probably spend a lot of money when you repair your. Your customers' games and have to buy pieces.
Oh yeah. Yep. It costs some dough. I must spend. I don't know. At least a couple grand a month on parts.
Do you have any customers?
For my customers.
Do you have any customers with Black Knight?
I do actually, man. I'm working on one right now for a customer.
Are they going to buy the Knight Head topper? I guess that thing is supposedly pretty cool.
For what? The newest one?
Yeah.
Now, I don't get the whole chopper thing. Like, why? Why do you need that?
Well, I got it for this game.
No, okay. No, I couldn't get off of work.
Okay.
You're
going, right?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yep.
Good game, Chuck.
Thanks. Yeah.
Way to stay, way to stay in there.
Yeah.
Well, we both. I mean, that wasn't really. Okay. That wasn't a good game for either one of us.
I'm ending.
All right, take care, guys.
Yeah, good seeing you, Chuck.